Hey, I hope you had a great Christmas. Dr. Randy here. We're live in the Intentional Living Studio today. Andrew and Stephen and some of the rest of our team, others are taking some time off, but we wanted to be here with you today. You know, as I was thinking coming into the studio today, sometimes you read scripture and there's a verse or two that is troubling. You read it and you say, well, I don't know if that makes sense. I don't quite understand it. And one of them is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 37:4, where the psalmist, in this case David, he says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. What does that really mean? Because you're thinking, well, I love the Lord, and I'm not getting that brand new Corvette that I wanted, you know, or my kids are still not following the Lord, and I've been praying for it. What does that really mean? We're going to talk about that today. And I'll tell you what we're going to do right now, because we only have a half hour. I'm opening the phone line to you, and I'd love to have you call and tell me as succinctly as possible, what is one desire that you have in your life for 2025? What is one thing, one desire that you have for your life, your family, for 2025? What is it? Phone lines open. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Let's listen to Mullum. He's got a one thing for us. Go right ahead.
First one is my mother-in-law fighting cancer.
Mm.
And the second one is my brother-in-law. He's a pastor of church in Jordan, Amman, Jordan, and he's in jail now for 3 years. He got something never done, and he got blamed for, and we've been praying for God to deliver him free from jail.
Do you see that as persecution because of his faith, Mullum?
That's one of them, yes.
Yeah. Boy, do you get a chance to talk to him or have any interaction with him there in prison in Jordan?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, I go visit him, and every time we go to Jordan to visit, we see him.
So your prayer request is that he'd be freed, the truth would come out, and he could be freed in Jordan to carry on with his ministry.
In Jesus' name.
Mm, amen. Thank you for that one thing. There's a desire of the heart. As he's praying for that brother over there in Jordan in prison, that he'd be freed and continue with his ministry. You know, I think we all have a desire to see more peace in the world. The amount of news that we're seeing of devastation and loss and death is just heart-wrenching. Let's make it even more personal. What about your own life? What is the desire of your life? The scripture says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. We know that God is not a genie in a bottle. We know that it's not just, hey, I love the Lord, I can get whatever I want. That doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make biblical sense. We know that's not God's intention. So there's something deeper in this topic of desire, understanding what desire means. And when we look at the scripture, the idea of delight, this is King David writing, when you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. This is a guy who danced before the Lord half naked. He was so impassioned and in love with the Lord. Even his wife said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm doing this, even though I might be ashamed of people. I want to give praise to the Lord today. And here's a fact. We know this, that when we are so aligned intentionally and our heart is so delighted in our relationship with Christ, that our desires sort of start to move closer and closer to align with his. And when those two meet, it's not so much that he's coming to say, oh yeah, I want to meet everything that you think you need. But when you delight yourself in me, you're going to see your desires start to change. And you reach that. It's powerful. All right. Phone lines are busy. We're going to get to them. We'd love to have you join in. One desire for 2025. People be praying for you, by the way. 888-888-1717 is the number. Tammy, you are first in Arizona. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Terrific. What is that one desire for 2025?
The one desire I have for 2025 is to teach people to be a little kinder and show more gratitude and love.
Mm. Does that start in your own heart too?
It does. I've started listening to you guys this last few months, and it has completely changed my life.
Amen. Well, that is a great honor to hear that testimony, Tammy. And one of the things we know, if we want to delight ourselves in the Lord, one of the things is very clear, is we need to be listening to the worship music. We need to be, there's something powerful about music. Music is more powerful than even just a spoken word many times. And to listen to worship music, and that's part of it, it's life-changing. And I would encourage each of us, and maybe Tammy, for you and for others listening on this thing of kindness, that every day we would say for the next 30 days, take on a challenge to say for the next 30 days, I choose intentionally to delight myself in the Lord by being kinder to people. And that can be life-changing. Amen. Tammy, thank you for your call. I'm glad you're listening. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You guys have a great year.
Thank you. We're planning on it. We are. Dawn in Michigan, how are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Terrific. What's your desire for 2025?
My desire for 2025 is that the rest of my kids and grandkids will find the Lord. I've been praying and interceding for them, and I have two kids and one granddaughter that are on fire for the Lord.
Amen.
And I just pray for the rest of them.
Amen. You know what? That seems like a desire that would be aligned with God's heart too, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is. And I know as long as I keep interceding and keep praying that He will answer in His time.
Amen. Yeah, and of course, we got free will at work. It gets to be one of those things that we keep praying and we keep trusting. And, you know, sometimes we may not even be here. We may not even be the one that experiences that in a future generation. But we're passing along and moving forward that desire for not only 2025, but for all of eternity. Thank you, Don. Appreciate the call from Michigan. Hope you had a good Christmas and a great new year coming up. Ernie in Arizona, how are you, my friend?
Good. How about you?
Good. What's the desire you have for 2025?
I'm an intercessor, so I pray a lot for my needs to be healed. I believe that God will see the time, and just I got to be on His side because He's going to come when He wants to come.
Yeah,
I can't force it. So I just continue to pray. And just that my knees will be healed.
Amen. Nothing worse, I think, than sometimes pain. But you know what, Ernie, listen, this is what's troubling to me when I look at a scripture like delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. And we're delighting in Him and we're praying and we're excited and we're passionate and we're asking God, and our desire is that we have a healing in our body. And then we hear the story of the Apostle Paul, who lived with a thorn in his flesh until his last breath. And sometimes God has doing something in our life sometimes different or differently than we'd like, than we understand. And even like Paul, who's saying basically, he's given this to me for a reason. I think as we think about things in our lives that are irritating, bring discomfort to us. And by the way, we need to pray. And I think it's appropriate to pray and ask God to heal and touch, but sometimes He does, sometimes He doesn't. But I think also as we're growing in maturity, say, Lord, Your will be done, not mine. I'd love to have my body feel better. I'd love to have that heart work better, or I'd love to have that back work better, or whatever it is that we're struggling with. And I know that You're capable, God, of healing this, but more than anything, it's Your will, not mine. And when our desires get so aligned with God that our desire is for whatever God has for us, sometimes He takes us in a path and a journey that we never anticipated. My desire for each of you is that 2025 would be a year of intentional living in Christ. That you would discover, starting here and right now perhaps, or 1st of January, to say, I'm taking the first 30 days of this new year and I'm going to take on a challenge that says I'm going to grow to delight in the Lord, reading scripture every day, praying every day for 30 days, and listening. I would encourage you to listen to the radio for 30 days. Allow the music to sweep over you and into your heart. Allow the words that you hear. It'll change your life. You just heard that a little bit ago when Tammy shared that it changed her life. It can change yours as well. All right. One desire for 2025. What is it? We're going to take a break. We'll be back. 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Take a look at your life. Do you have areas where you're not making progress or feeling stuck? Maybe you keep returning to bad relationships or habits that aren't helping you grow. In his message, Sharpen Your Edge, Dr. Randy talks about some wise words from Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes.
Here's the universal principle that Solomon is sharing with us. Successful people keep their edges sharp, and unsuccessful people don't.
If you missed your chance to give during our year-end fundraiser, don't worry. You can give now and have your gift matched and doubled by generous friends of the ministry. When you give, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. Don't miss this opportunity to have your gift matched. Your monthly support helps people live an intentional life in Christ. Call 888-888-1717 now or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate it. You know, I just had a birthday. My birthday is on Christmas Day, December 25th. Every year comes around. When I was a kid, it was kind of fun. Interesting. People always ask, if you're born on Christmas Day, I mean, do you get an extra gift or what happens, you know? Well, my mom is, when I was a kid, was always, well, they do Christmas night, have a little birthday party for me. And my wife, Donna, has always been kind and making sure I'm remembered. But I don't know what it's not like not to have a birthday on a major holiday like Christmas. But now that I'm older, the birthdays aren't quite as exciting. You got the drift, right? And as I've gotten older, I realize life is very short. And our desire for you here at the Ministry of Intentional Life Media, Family Life Radio, Intentional Living, is that you will experience God's intention, good intention, best intention for your life, that you can experience more peace and freedom. If you're experiencing constant loss, anxiety, fear, that is not God's intention. Now, I know there are times that happens in our life. And there's only one way that you can experience hope, peace, and freedom as God intended, and I believe that's to live intentionally in Jesus Christ. You can live intentionally and have success in life. In fact, the people who are most successful are most intentional. But they might be intentional about the wrong things. And at the end of it, they look back and say, well, I accomplished and did a lot, but I don't know if I'm where I need to be. And the scripture says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. The desire is, Lord, I want to experience more of you. I want to experience more hope and peace and freedom and love in my relationships. And it begins by making a decision to say, I'm going to delight myself in Christ, meaning I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be focused in my relationship with him. And that changes everything. And then moving from there to say, and this is what intentional living is all about. We talk about making that decision every day, doing the next right one thing for 30 days, start building new habits, spiritual disciplines, intentional habits that'll change your life. And that's why we do this. And that's why we're going to continue to do this into 2025. Our desire is to walk alongside of you in the process. Talking about desires today, let's go to Jenny in Texas. Hi there. How are you?
I am doing wonderful today. Thank you.
Fantastic. What's your one desire for 2025?
My one desire is to follow his will. The scripture says, for I know the plans I have for you. I have that over my fireplace. Mm-hmm. I believe that we should take I out of our life and say he and find his direction and his word. I believe the scripture says that he will give us the desires of our heart if we follow him, not my desires that I choose in this world.
Absolutely.
But what he would choose and put in my heart, because he already knows the plans he has for us. He wants us to carry them out, but we make our own plans and our own direction and go that way because we are not in his word.
Amen.
And we replace I in everything, every choice that we make, and we should replace it with, what is he telling me to do?
Amen to that. You said it better than I. Thank you very much, Jenny from Texas. We got Ron in Michigan. Hi, Ron. Appreciate your call. What's your desire for this new year?
Well, first, I think I wanted to share a scripture. I'm kind of half driving, so I'm not sure exact reference, but Isaiah 58, I think verse 13 and 14 tells us some different things that we do spiritually, and then he will give us the desires of our heart, or we will delight ourselves in the Lord. So look around that scripture, and I think it gives us some direction, but I've been widowed about 3 years, so my one desire is praying for 2025 that maybe God would bring the next wife into my life.
Wow. Well, you know, that certainly is a journey, you know, and that's a desire of your heart. You're following God and you're depending on him. Here's where people get in trouble. This is where we all get in trouble. We have a desire like this that may seem, and it is, you know, a good desire. But then if God doesn't move at my pace, then we force it, push it, and we make big boo-boos, aha moments that turn into oh no moments in life. And so to just trust him, if it's 2025, 26, whatever, to see what God does. All right, Ron, people be praying for you. That's for sure. Hey, listen, I just want to say a huge thanks to those of you who have been praying for us and supporting us here at Intentional Living. We are live here in the studio. We have our staff that are on the phones today, by the way. Some of our team here, they love talking to you, hearing what's going on in your life. And also taking a call for those of you who want to help us close out this year. Let me tell you where we are. We have some friends of the ministry that are matching everything now. It looks like for about $2,500 more. That means as you give a gift today of $100, it'll be doubled. If it's $1,000, it'll be doubled. If it's given monthly, a dollar a day, that'll be doubled up to this $2,500. And we just want to say thank you. We need your help. We're not there yet. By December 31st, we're going to close the books for the year, for this calendar year, and your support's going to make a difference. Teresa said, hey, count me in Corunna, Michigan. She gave $104 here to Intentional Living, listener supported. Brian and Gilbert did $100. Thank you every month, $100 a month. That's $1,200. Thank you, Brian. Renee in Phoenix, $104. Thank you. Here's... Gregory in Clark Lake, Michigan gave $189. John Woodbury in Minnesota joined in with $261. You got the theme, friends. Here's Goodyear, Arizona, Phoenix area. James and Shirley, $209. Thank you so much. All of this going to allow us to tell people the truth from God's word and to hear the stories of people's lives being radically changed, people coming to Christ, marriages being saved, young people making better decisions, and we have operators right now to take your call. West Coast Business Hours, 888-888-1717. That's our number here, right? Press number 2 when you get when it's answered, and they'll take you right to our staff. They'd love to talk to you, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. I need your help. We're counting down. We got a ways to go. Every gift is being matched, being doubled right now. And I just want to thank you for picking up that phone and calling 888-888-1717 and press number 2.
Hi, my name is LaWanda. And something that I am doing is I'm seeking God everywhere. Like, I'm searching out scriptures in the Bible that's pertaining to my lifestyle. And, you know, even just something about me being a young woman. Loneliness. I'm looking up scripture to find that. Then I'm going in and I'm relating myself to stories that are in the Bible as an example. I'm speaking out, so I'm speaking things in my life. I'm casting things out of my life. I'm just really, really taking the initiative to know who God really is and to accept Him as my Father. So just to really get into the supernatural side of things, and not just the natural, but even when people tell you that, hey, you can't do that. But in Christ, all things are possible. So I realized that even in like everyday speaking with people, like even the negative, I learned how to tune the negative out. And I learned how to apply the word of God on top of that. So it has really blessed my life, as well as I have overcame a lot of things. And I'm just excited for what God has in my life. And I thank you, Intentional Living, for giving me this opportunity to share with you.
Well, you're very welcome. Listen, that's the only reason we're here, to help you guys, encourage you. We're on this journey together. Otherwise, we'd go out and fish, I think. Or if we live in a cold country, we'd be shoveling snow. But we're here because we love you. We want the best for you. Did you know, by the way, you can call 888-888-1717, press number 2. Our staff will be taking your calls. You get a busy signal, hang up. You're going to help us in a huge way in these last few hours of this year. Did you know that Americans are more likely to regret the things that we don't do than the things that we have done? It's the omission of things we don't do. According to a survey, between not speaking up, 40% of people said that was what it was. Not visiting family, 36%. Not pursuing dreams, 35%. And it's interesting, when you look at the different ages, it was the millennials that seemed to fret more about their regrets than anyone. So come on, millennials. Listen, you want to turn this around? We all want a little more peace. We want a little more freedom. I don't know what you're facing. Maybe you have an opportunity in your life. Maybe you have a challenge in your life. Maybe you have a hurt in your life, a loss. I think this verse today is a powerful one, Psalm 37:4, that we delight ourselves in the Lord. In other words, we're going to camp out at His feet, and we're going to really enjoy His presence. And when we do that, things start to change. Does your marriage get saved? Maybe, maybe not. Do you still have the health problem? Maybe, maybe not. God's not a genie in a bottle. But as you start to say, hey, you know, I'm going to really, truly understand what this one verse means and delighting myself in God, in the Lord, in Christ, He'll give me the desires. That means something's about my desires are going to change. Can I challenge you to take the next 30 days as a challenge? 5 minutes in prayer every day at least, delighting yourself, reading Scripture in Christ. Every day for the next 30 days, listening to the radio, because the music and what you hear and the stories, it will change your life. What you fill your home with and your heart and your head with can make a difference. I encourage you to do that. That's powerful. All right. Before we run out of time, let's go. Susie is in Arizona. Hi there, Susie. How are you?
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Terrific. What's your one thing for 2025? What's your desire?
That me and my family and the world will do the 5 L's.
All right. What are they?
Live, love, laugh, let go, and let God.
There you go. How you doing with those
Got
five?
It. Most of the time, okay. I'm 82, so I'm figuring it all out mostly.
Did you say you're 82?
Uh-huh.
Good for you. And so hey, listen, that's a message. Yeah. You can be 22 or 82, but we're still working on this stuff, aren't we?
You got it. Every day, we got to just give it over to God every moment of the day.
Amen. Glad you're listening, Arizona. Appreciate it. Let me go to Carol in Wisconsin. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi. I'm not too bad. I'm just praying and praying.
What are you praying about?
For my
what?
Children and grandchildren.
Yeah, that can be a heartbreak.
For my children and my grandchildren. Yeah, I would love them to pray too and go to church. Just pray and enjoy it. And every time I mention it, it says, well, Mom, that's good for you, but that's not for us.
Yeah, what does that do to your heart when you hear
it? It bothers me.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that do to your heart when you hear that, Carol?
I it just breaks it. It really does, because I want them all to find the Lord and be with him like I am, that I've been trying to do. Yeah. It really bothers me. It breaks my heart. I have 12 great-grandkids from these kids and one on the way, and I just don't feel that they're teaching their kids about the Lord. It really hurts me.
Yeah.
I have one daughter that she sometimes goes to church, and she has had a kidney removed a week ago, and she's doing pretty good, but she does believe. But to talk to my other kids and grandkids, it doesn't seem to echo with them. I don't know why. It's not the way they were brought up, and it really hurts me.
Yeah, and I hear that many times repeated, because that's where the hurt is in your heart. Can I encourage you, when we talk about this, delighting ourselves in the Lord, he'll give us the desires of our heart. As I said twice now on the show, this doesn't mean God just is a genie. God gives everyone free will. He gives opportunity for people to make a choice. Let me encourage you, Carol, because I hear this hurting in your heart for your kids, and that's because you're a good mom and a good grandma and you want the best for your family, that you really do two things. I would encourage you for 2020, 2025, for anyone listening, if you have someone that you love and you care about and they're going in the wrong path and you know it in your own life and they don't see it, and yet you want to keep that relationship open with them, and you need to do that. Can I encourage you in the process to do two things? One is to pray for a hedge of protection around them, that they won't make a decision that would be permanent eternally in a negative direction, you know, leading to something awful in their life, even though at this point they're without Christ. And number two, that they would have this hedge of thorns around them, that they'd find no pleasure in whatever life they're choosing to follow now. And in the process, someone will come into their life. It may not be you, Carol, or some parent or grandparent. It may not be us that reaches our kids or grandkids, but that someone would come into their life, share the truth, and that they'd be radically saved and come to Jesus Christ. That's a great prayer. And then, of course, ultimately, Lord, these are yours. You gave them to me as a gift, and I give them back to you. Hey, we got to run. Thank you for all your calls. Thank you for your support. Huge. God bless you. Have a great new year. We'll see you again next time. I'm Dr. Randy and the team here from Intentional Living.